Antonio. Let me help you with that.
Oh, wow. It's heavy. What's in here?
All that remains of my late Uncle Bernardo.
Ow! I hope we've learned a little something about volunteering.
No, these are his personal effects. My family wanted me to have them. They always said that Uncle Bernardo and I were alike in so many ways.
Oh, that's sweet. What did he do?
He was a poor, pathetic wretch of a man. He cut the hair for 50 years, lived in one room behind his shop, never married, and died alone.
I don't know if you look like him, but you sure got the lifestyle down.
Well, let's see what priceless family heirlooms I've inherited. Some old ladders. These old arch supports.
Oh, they're scented.
No, you're right.
No, Antonio, the letters. And lovely handwriting, signed Con Amore. Apparently, your uncle was having quite an affair with some woman named Gina.
No way.
Yeah.
Let me see that.
G. Lola Brigida. Oh, my God. Gina. Gina Lola Brigida. These are love letters from Gina Lola Brigida.
Look, when I was growing up, she did make a movie in the next town, and Bernardo used to go and watch.
What's going on?
Well, it seems my Uncle Bernardo was having an affair with Gina Lola Brigida.
Your uncle and the sexiest movie star in Italy. Well, I'm not surprised. Did I ever tell you about my mom and Warren Beatty? That's still going on, you know.
Tell y'all about the time that Michael Dukakis was running for president and his cousin, Olympia Dukakis, came into this very airport, sat on that very stool, and said,
"Great cup of coffee."
Are you sure you're not Greek?
I told you that already.
Oh, look, we live on this little island. We see each other every day. Let's face it, we have absolutely nothing new to tell each other.
Hey, Joe.
Hey. Helen, did I tell you we got the neighbor's mail by mistake?
Really?
Oh, sit right there. Well,
tell us all about it.
Well, okay. Yeah, I guess it is pretty interesting. Well, it all started out this morning when I went out to get the mail. Yeah. The first letter I opened was from the electric company, and I thought, we do not average 80 kilowatt hours a month. Then I realized it's a two-month bill.
So she thought you were Greek,
Those
huh?
Those are the very words.
Wait,
sat back there.
Wait, you didn't let me get to the best part.
Really? You mean you can top that kilowatt thing?
Well, listen, I took the mail over to the neighbors. We got to talk, and they seemed like nice people, so I invited them over to dinner tonight.
That's great. That's a good idea. I want to get to know our neighbors and do all that great neighbor stuff. You know, like have them borrow our lawnmower or feed our dog or watch our kids.
I have a nice neighbor, old Mrs. Babcock. She's a lovely widow. We've been friends for years. At least I thought we were, but lately she's been snubbing me. I haven't seen or spoken to her in weeks. I've left messages on her machine. She doesn't call back. I pound and pound on her door. No answer. Newspapers are piling up. The TV is on 24 hours a day, like she can't just get up and... Excuse me.
Hello there. What's up? Oh, nothing much. I met the people that live next door.
Yeah, he invited them over for dinner.
Oh, no. Big mistake. You get too friendly with your neighbors, never get rid of them. Here, observe. The only correct way to greet a neighbor. Yeah. Well, Brian, they're coming over, that's it. Well, I mean, I live there too, you know? Don't make me put my foot down.
Put your foot down?
All I'm saying is that
Listen.
You are a guest in my house. You have no say. You have no foot. But you have no butt.
Joe, I'll be back in about an hour.
Where are you going?
I have to go downtown and identify something.
Olympia Dukakis sat right there and she said, "Great cup of coffee. Are you sure you're not Greek?"
That's wonderful.
Barbara, I've got to tell you something. This is the best peach cobbler I have ever had.
Oh, please call me Babs. And I have a teensy confession to make. I found out peach cobbler was your favorite from your lovely wife who's just a peach herself.
Oh, stop. Thanks, Babs.
More coffee?
Love some.
Oh.
Brian, hey. Steve, Barbara, this is my brother, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah.
He seems nice.
Yes, he does.
Well, look, we hate to call it an evening, aww, but we've got to kind of get up early tomorrow, so.
Thank you for such a wonderful time. That Dukakis story is a killer.
Oh, geez, you know, I almost forgot. In case of an emergency, we'd like you guys to have a set of our keys.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, sure. We'll take your keys.
Great. And now, how about yours?
Ours?
Oh, I mean, I guess, well, we totally understand. I mean, if you don't, you know, trust us yet.
Well.
Oh, no, of course. Let me get you set. Boy, if you can't trust your neighbors.
That's right.
Terrific. Buddy?
Big guy.
Come here.
Oh.
Helen.
You come here. Come on.
That's... Night.
Bye.
Good night. Take care.
Thanks again. Joe, we have neighbors.
Yes, we sure do. You think it was just a little weird, though, that we exchanged keys? I mean, we just met them.
Joe, I know these people. They're honest people. They're good people. They're people that appreciate a good Dukakis story.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Anyway, it's like Steve said, call in case of an emergency.
Oh,
honey.
Darn it. Just bought these pants.
Take them off and I'll just throw them in the washer.
All right.
We almost forgot. Tomorrow night, our place.
8 o'clock sharp. Don't be late.
Giddy up, big guy.
So, we're on for tomorrow.
I can't believe I'm going out with a man I just met in a cab.
But you never met a Scarpacci before. A domani.
Ciao.
Close your mouths. Simply following in the footsteps of that legendary lover, Uncle Bernardo. It's all in the genes, baby. Uncle Bernardo had it, I've got it, and tomorrow night, I'm giving it away.
Ah, Joey, guess where we're going tonight? Our separate ways? No. Got 4 tickets to the Blues Festival in Boston tonight, so what do you say? You, me, Casey, and Helen, go.
I'm sorry, man. Sorry, but Helen and I are doing something with the neighbors tonight.
Oh, man. 2 nights in a row? No, you can't do this, Joe. You cannot do this. You're turning into a suburban geek. You're 1 step away from hosting a Tupperware party.
Hiya, buddy boy.
Hey, Steve, come on in.
Oh, hi, Brian. He's okay.
What's up, man?
Well, you know, I know we're on for tonight and everything, but, well, I just couldn't wait to give you this.
Wow. CDs?
Mm-hmm.
Peaches and Herb.
This is so great. Oh, hey, listen, if there's ever something I can do for you.
Oh, come on, please. That's not what this is about. Don't worry about it.
Oh, great. Well, okay, then I guess I'll see you.
Well, maybe there is something.
Sure. There's something I can help you with.
I need $5,000 by Tuesday.
What? What?
How did I get in so deep? I'm weak. That's what it... I'm sorry, man. I don't want to lay this on you, really.
Okay, well, thanks for the CDs.
It's gambling, Joe. I got myself a little problem with the ponies.
Sounds really bad.
Hey, don't you judge me, man, okay?
Listen, I just think that maybe you should talk to Barbara.
Barbara? No! Are you crazy? Barbara? Gee, if Barbara found out, she'd leave me. Don't you understand? You're the only one in the world I can turn to.
Okay, listen, Steve, I can sympathize with your dilemma.
Yeah, yeah,
I really
but here
can't.
Comes the big but, right? Okay.
No. No buts. But with the new house and all the expenses.
Yeah, right. Okay, look, you know, I'm going to be fine. I'm sure I can tap dance for these goons a little bit longer. I mean, it's not like we're totally out of silverware. I could probably melt down another spoon or two.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Okay, shake it off, Stevie. Shake it off. There you go. Okay. Ah. Well, great. I'm looking forward to tonight.
Steve, about tonight.
What about it?
About 8 o'clock?
Let's make it 7:30. You and me can catch the end of the game. I got two big ones riding on it. My legs.
I hope you don't mind. I just saw you get home. I thought we could have a little tea and blackberry jam together.
Oh, wow. I love blackberry jam. Hope you didn't go to too much trouble.
Oh, please. I use the open kettle method. What's 4 hours out of the day? No biggie.
Open kettle method? I usually just open a jar. This is nice.
Helen, can I ask you something?
Surely.
How often do you and Joe have intercourse? Steve hasn't touched me in 10 months.
Toast point?
Thanks. Can I get an honest opinion?
Sure.
You think my breasts are too small?
No. Okay, you can go ahead and cover those babies up now.
Now you sound like Steve. You okay? Seem a little nervous. Mm-mm. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. This all makes sense now. You're boinking Steve, aren't you? Listen to me, my God. Where would you have the time for Steve with you and Joe going at it all the time?
What?
Oh, I've been watching. I see those bedroom lights going off around 10 o'clock, and that glow I see isn't from the TV. Winky, winky.
Alan, you would not believe it. Hi, Babs.
Hi, Joe. Oh, my gosh, what am I doing sitting here? People are coming over for dinner in a couple of hours. I gotta get home and baste the bird. Oh, better bring your own spoons. I seem to be running short.
Well, listen to me. I know how much you like Babs, but no. Listen. Her husband is a psychopath whose only redeeming quality is his taste in music.
She is crazier than he is.
What? Really? Are you sure?
Trust me, I know Babs. I know more than I want to know about Babs. I know Babs' boobs.
Okay, all right, that's enough information. We got to stop this dinner. There's no way we're spending another evening with these people.
How are we going to get out of it?
Well, I think that's pretty simple. We just make up an excuse and we stay home.
No, they'll see through it. They watch us, Joe. They watch us real good.
All right, then we'll say that you have a sick aunt and we'll go spend the night in Boston.
No. We are not going to let those horrible people force us to spend a night away from our home.
You know what? You're absolutely right. We're not going to let them push us around and take away our dignity.
I can't believe we are sneaking into our own house.
How's your leg?
It's bad, Joe. The Henderson's dog really clamped on.
No. No lights.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they bought the sick aunt story?
Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't they? Freeze, scum, right there!
One more step and your brains are on the wall!
Okay, on the floor, spread eagle! Move it down, down, now, now!
That's all right, I can see him!
Wait, cuff him down. Why don't shoot, don't shoot! It's us!
All right, hook your fire. It's Helen and Joe.
Hi, neighbors.
What are you guys doing back? I thought you said you'd be away all night.
Good news.
Yeah?
Aunt Sophie died, so there's no sense in hanging around.
Okay, well, I think I know what's going on here. You people just wanted out of the evening, didn't you?
There is no dead Aunt Sophie, is there?
Well...
Is there!
Listen, we're very sorry we didn't...
Hey, whoa, save it, sister, okay? You want to be those kind of neighbors? Well, fine, we can be those kind of neighbors, too.
Sweet dreams.
Hello, friends. Is the 2 o'clock flight from Boston on time?
I think so. Are you expecting someone?
Just the little lady who's fallen victim to the legendary Scarpacci charm.
Antonio, what a beautiful watch. Where'd you get it?
It's just part of the legacy left me by my late great Uncle Bernardo.
Oh, look, there's another compartment in the back, and it has a picture inside.
Really? I didn't even notice. Ah, there's Uncle Bernardo. Oh, that hound.
Who's the guy next to him with his arm around him?
My, what a handsome man. Oh, look, there's something written on the back.
My darling Bernardo, our love will last till the end of time. Forever yours, Gino.
You see that? Oh, sure. Your uncle was having an affair with Gino, Lola Brigida, not Gina.
Gino? Not Gina? That's not as good.
Joe.
Don't shoot!
No, honey, it's just me.
Oh, sorry, I'm just so tired from guarding the house last night. Oh, about 4 a.m., a car backfired. I beat the crap out of a lawn jockey. Oh, man. No, that blues festival was fantastic. I got the blues.
Yeah, 12 solid hours of songs about desolation, destitution, desperation. I didn't know whether to dance or hang myself. Then he'd do that, and I'd think, hang myself.
So how was last night with Fred and Ethel?
Well, it was a nightmare. They burst through the door with shotguns, threw us on the ground, tried to cuff us, and threatened our lives.
All right. You don't have to be so snide. I was wrong about him, okay?
No. Brian, she's serious. Those people are dangerous.
Really? That sounds terrible. Well, I guess you might say, you got the bad neighbor blues.
That's not helping.
Right down to my shoes. I got the bad blues.
What are we going to do, Helen? I keep running their words over and over again in my mind. We can be those kind of neighbors, too.
There's only one language wackos like that understand.
What?
Are you going to pucker up and kiss their behinds until they like us again?
Complete and total submission? Damn!
What's wrong?
Well, I'm the man. I should have thought of it.
Hey. Won't you come in, please?
Your call, Steve.
Let's play it out, wherever it goes.
Rice Krispie Squares?
I believe Barbara baked you cobbler.
We are wasting our time.
No, wait a minute. You're our neighbors, and we have to figure out some way to live peaceably.
Oh, I think maybe it's just a little too late for that girly girl.
All right, you know what, Steve? I have had just about enough of this. Would you care to step outside and settle this like men?
With pleasure. Come on. You know something, pal? I always knew one of these days you and me were going to go round and round. Okay, let's get busy. Come on.
All right, Steve. I'm going to give you exactly what it is you've been asking for.
Great. What's that?
Just a little something to help out with your gambling debts.
Huh? Wow, that's a lot of lettuce.
Jeez. Yes, it is.
I don't get this. The other day you were saying you were overextended on your house. Or is that simply a crock of poo?
No poo. I wouldn't poo you.
Joe and I booked this romantic weekend at a bed and breakfast in Vermont. And it's all paid for. And I'd like you to go.
With Joe?
with Steve.
Oh.
Oh, no. You really love it. I mean, it's not a big old setup, but it's good.
Oh, Helen. You're the best friend I ever had!
Hey, where's my little gal? Come here, honey. Mwah. Everything's gonna be okay.
You bet it is. Helen just gave us a weekend in Vermont.
Wow, that's great. You know, they have a dog track up there. I want you guys to know something. You really showed some class here tonight. And I'm glad you did, because we were really thinking about getting back at you.
And believe me, it wouldn't have been pretty.
Yeah. We were gonna leave town without saying goodbye.
What? You're leaving?
Yeah. Tomorrow. We just rented the place for the month.
But my money.
Well, I hate long goodbyes. See you, folks.
Yeah, we'll miss ya.
Oh, for the trip.
You know what? I'm through with being stepped on by those people. I'm not letting them get away with this. Hey! You're done with those Crispies. We want that plate back.
Are you looking for roommates? Nick at Night has roommates that will not only help with the chores, but will also help with the comic misunderstandings. Stay tuned for Three's Company coming up on Nick at Night.
That's better, honey.